Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Bubba. You know, it's never too early to play holiday music, and it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. What are you going to get that friend or friends? Whether it's for a regular friend or a friend that you're in their pants, you can make this season a jolly one with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products, and you're going to have all the people thinking, "All I want for Christmas is you, big boy. Santa cares about a sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty." It's all by going to manscaped.com and using my promo code Bubba. That includes free shipping and 20% off. Smelling good doesn't stop at the shower. How about the Crop Preserver? It's a ball deodorant. Or the Crop Reviver, which is a ball toner. They can solve your stank problems all day long. And once they touch your sack, you never go back, buddy. Get 20% off and free shipping using Bubba as your promo code at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba. Manscaped. Get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
Oh, thank you.
On YouTube, just keep killing it, okay?
Will
stay
do.
Stick to the course. Don't keep your foot off the gas, bitch.
We're not.
We got some, like, you know, don't rest on these laurels. We got us some steam going.
Yeah, no, we got I think another
one
today.
Yeah, no.
Let's back there working it. Yeah, no, yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the Bubba the Love Sponge After Show, November 29, 2022. Me and Anna and Lummy and the Filthy Ginger and Blitz. Filthy Ginger, you're killing it, man. Your views are way up, buddy.
Good job.
Thank you.
Please keep the secret sauce. Please keep it going. No shortage. I know we're not running out of coal. We got plenty of fuel for the fire, don't we?
Yes, we do.
I mean,
yeah, we certainly got a lot. It's going to last us a while.
I mean, years, right?
Yeah, as of right now, yeah. Because the more stuff, it's
crazy. When you start breaking something down, then you can go four deep on it, right?
Yeah, but then also, whatever comes up in the news, since one of my notes, you got to go back and listen, and we could get five out of it.
Yeah.
When something might not even that big of a deal.
You let me actually sound smart as shit.
Oh, thank you. Kind of like that Kerry Van Vock.
Never mind.
Kerry Von Erich.
Dude, we didn't have him on the air.
No, but Hogan.
But he killed himself, and then Hogan said he was the last person to talk to him before he killed himself.
Supposedly, and that really
did Hogan really say that?
Yes, and everyone's calling him a liar.
So how did he
call him out on most of the shit he said?
Like what? So how did Hogan say it?
They flew back from Japan, and he was talking about how much he loved his family and would never kill himself, like his brother or whatever did, and yada yada yada. And he said like 2-3 days later or a week later, he went and shot himself.
And I don't know, and Rhett, you know a lot of, you know, about what's out there. I don't know that this has ever been published, this particular opinion.
Well, not this way.
No,
I mean, what
yeah.
I'm saying
went out,
is like,
went
you
out
know,
over the airwaves, but aside from the Bubba Army archives, I'd say a lot of the Hogan stuff from the mid-2000s, it's not sitting there on YouTube. Like, not a lot of people see it. It's not
right, but
anymore.
A lot of these controversies, you know, people didn't know that Hogan had an – well, people knew that Hogan – rumor had it that Hogan had an opinion about or had lied or had embellished about a certain thing. But people didn't realize that we, in a lot of these instances, are the only place that he talked about it.
Well, and there's some of these stories about, you know, just stuff that he has said over the years, and a lot of what he had said came from those segments on the show.
Right, so a lot of the urban lore of Hogan is what is – originated on our show.
Yeah, because nobody else ever, like, I mean, you know, other radio shows tried and other podcasts tried, but nobody gave him a platform to be Terry.
Right. Now, have we found the show that he did? Did he do one, two, or three shows on his own?
One. He only did one.
And was it the shits, or was it good?
It was pretty good. But
was there any exclusive stuff there?
Kind of, but it was a lot better when you would ask the questions because you could tell he was kind of holding back.
Right.
He would answer questions from callers.
He needed me to kind of, you know, really pry into the and boy, yeah. Back in the day, I used to just let it rip with him.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, it was like when I was at one time, I hate to be a dick, but I was more over than he was.
Yeah, and then but everyone just loved it. But you knew kind of the story, and then how to get him to talk.
Oh yeah, because
a
lot of times we'd be talking about stories while weightlifting, and then I'd be like, oh, I'm gonna remember that one, and then when he calls up today with some stupid shit, I'm gonna hit him up with, you know, when Andre the Giant took a shit on Randy's bed. Have you heard that? Have we got that?
Yeah,
one?
Yeah, we have that one. When
we need to make that one.
Well, you know, we're kind of doing it in a certain way. Like the Ultimate Warrior thing started coming back out, so then we did Ultimate Warrior.
Right.
And now we're kind of circling back toward the Andre the Giant stuff.
I'm pretty sure that Andre's story in particular is in the video we put up yesterday.
Oh, that was when he was just shit in Japan, and he was getting, I think, a Blumpkin.
Got you.
Who was getting a Blumpkin?
Andre. He called Hogan, and, you know, Hogan did his voice. Yeah. And then when he came down, I guess when they were in Japan, a Japanese lady was blowing him while he was taking a shit.
Oh, Jesus.
And then he also told about, you know, how he shit on the bed.
Randy's bad.
Well, it wasn't Randy at this time. It was just one of the wrestlers. But then you tried to push him on this one, and he's like, I don't know anything about it. And then I think like a year later, you brought it back up, and then he admitted that
Did I ever bring up Randy sleeping with Stephanie?
Yeah, you did.
I did?
And Hogan kind of baby-faced it.
Blitz, that's one of the big Hogan. That's one of the big, big whodunits in wrestling.
Right.
Like, it's one of the unspoken, like... It's honest to God, Lummy. It is one of the biggest what really happened stories in the history of pro wrestling. A lot of people believe that Randy messed around with Stephanie Hogan McMahon when she was like 17.
Yeah, because he kind of touched on it a little bit on the Uncensored, but like I said, he was kind of not giving everything.
I know, but like,
out
what
there.
Was he saying? The videotape, if when you guys make one, could be like Hogan. Dances around Macho Man sleeping with underage Stephanie McMahon.
Stephanie said anything about it?
No, I don't think she's ever said anything about it. I don't think anybody's... In fact, Anna, I don't know that anybody's ever said anybody of an official... I don't know that anybody officially
There's been no official allegation, kind of like a rumor?
Yes.
Okay.
And so let me... What does he say?
He's like, oh, yeah, those are the rumors, and that's why, you know, Macho Man's not in the Hall of Fame, because Vince supposedly, you know, found out about it, and they got into an altercation, and that's when Macho Man got kicked out, and he came over to WCW, and then he never worked for WWE again. And Hogan kind of was like, I don't know it to be true, but, you know, that's the rumor in the back. Because it was around that time that he was trying to re-sign with WWE.
Right.
So he was kind of taking the high road.
Now, does he ever talk about, because Vice... made this an actual episode. Does he ever talk about when him and Linda were in Miami shooting, I forget, a movie or something, and Miss Elizabeth was in Miami with her boy toy, and Randy came down to Miami and was beating on Hogan's door?
Yeah, because
we got that story?
Yeah, she was, I guess...
Blitz, we got so, think, my God. Yeah,
they think Hogan and Linda were putting all this stuff in Elizabeth's ear.
Yeah.
You need to go out more. You know, Macho's
and they actually thought Linda hooked her up with this
Lex.
Guy.
They thought she kind of pushed him toward Luger, too.
So does Hogan talk about all that?
He doesn't talk about the Luger part, but he talks about how
the Miami?
Yeah, the Miami exchange.
Lummy.
Well, I mean, we can only release, we're trying to keep it towards,
I know, but I mean, I'm just saying.
Because we try to circle.
Is that in your hopper?
Yeah, it's in the hopper. Just like the Vader shower shoes. Because all these stories, we're trying to get it where, you know, certain stories are a little hot sometimes. And they're hitting up on YouTube. Like the Ultimate Warrior came out, so we're like, let's get Ultimate Warrior back in there. So
he thought Warrior was the shits, did he not?
Yeah.
And he says it too, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He says he didn't know how to work and wanted to quit after 5 minutes.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he had to carry him the whole time. And then he had to give up the belt. No, there's a lot of good stories.
Anyway, go to our YouTube and we're putting all this stuff. We got us a gold mine. And Blitz, here's the deal. We're one of the very few people that actually own all of this. Like, we own it. The reason why, you know, just because we own it. I'm one of the very few that...
The reason why we own it.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, I don't know that O&A, did they ever own all their stuff?
Kind
of. I think they owned some of it. Maybe the Sirius days. I don't know that they owned the CBS days. Because they worked for the same corporation that Howard did. And you remember Howard had to buy his.
No, I know.
From CBS. I don't know. Maybe O&A had a different deal. But you don't hear a lot of old O&A stuff, do you, from CBS?
I don't know. It's all over YouTube.
Yeah, but is it pirated or is it like, I mean, is it from O&A or from CBS?
It's pirated, but there's tons of it out there.
But it's not like, you know, official.
Right.
Like from officially CBS or officially O&A or anything like that.
Correct.
I mean, we got all of this, buddy.
And the thing, too, is
Do we ever have it when Hogan was on the dock and Macho Man, we ribbed Macho Man? We got that?
I haven't cut it down, but I know when you're talking about when like he went down the slip and slide or something and his pants fell off and he had a tiny dick out.
That story. And then remember the one time we had Hogan live and he was on the dock and Macho Man was going to kick his ass and it was like principal and principal and there's two ways to spell it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That's from way back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Those are some good ones.
Do we have a story? Is the story where Hogan and I talk about how his girlfriend, Miss Stephanie at the time, whatever her name was. What was her name? Oh, fuck. I think it was. And she had a buck knife at the.
That was Brent.
No, at the
Salt Rock.
Salt. No, the ocean. What was that place called? Island Away.
Island Away. No, you talked about it. I haven't found that one yet.
Yeah. You talked about it a few times.
Yeah, I haven't found that.
Gorgeous George.
I haven't found that one.
We need to find the show where I talk about that when I fucked her. Did I ever talk about it?
You talked about it recently, but I don't know if you talked about it back then.
I think I did.
Did you?
I got to find out when.
When you fucked her?
I got to find out when Billy. I got to find out when Billy and Natalie Bullard married at the Vinoy because I met her at. Anna, I went as a single guy, and I had.
And you blasted.
And
someone?
I fucked. Yeah, not only did I fuck, but I fucked, you know, a famous person. Back at the crib.
Good
I went to Billy and Natalie Bowler's wedding as a single dude. Met gorgeous George Hare, who had just broken up with Randy.
So she's on the rebound.
I don't know what she was, but she was
on
in my
dick.
She was on my dick later that night, telling me
high five up top, Girl Scout.
Telling me, you know, how Randy used to shoot Newbane stories.
Nice.
Yeah. And how Randy used to go around to various lawyers who want to sue me and Hogan. Like, I just want to hire you to sue Bubba the Love Sponge and Terry Bollea. Why you want to sue him? Because they made a song about me about doing Newbane. Well, do you do Newbane? Well, yeah, but they don't need to make a song about it. Well, you can't sue them if you do it. Oh. So he went around town to try to, I guess he went to like four or five different big sling a dick attorneys and tried to get me and take from all my songs to stop. And we were Hogan's like little henchmen, was we not?
Yeah.
But anybody he had a problem with, we were his 50 caliber machine gun. They just pointed at people. From Linda's, oh my God, Lummy, how many calls do you have from him calling in talking about Linda did this and Charlie did that and Charlie's driving my jet skis and Charlie's in my big house and Charlie's lifting my weights and Charlie's this and Charlie's that? And
there was one episode I listened to just recently. You kind of called him out and you're like, listen, move on. Like, stop calling in and talking about it. You're, like, obsessed. That's when he was dating Jaybird. You're like, you got Jaybird. Like, stop obsessing with it already. Jesus. Because it was, like, six straight shows he called in. Like, I went by the Clearwater house and, you know, Charlie's out there. And Charlie's using my equipment, taking pictures. And he's a pimply face, you know, 18-year-old. And you're just like, Jesus, let it go.
Well, find that one, too, buddy.
Okay.
I feel like you're the keeper of us, you know, being independent. I mean, being rich. We're hitting an employee bonus this month because of this stuff.
Yeah,
our YouTube numbers are through the roof. That's where we're getting our employee bonus. That's where we have the most room to grow. Come on, Lummy. It's all on you.
We're trying to grow.
We're fucked. Anna, we're fucked.
No, we're not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're not.
Just keep churning it up, Lummy. Keep finding it, buddy.
I will.
I'll give you a raise.
Thank you. The lion shit on Hogan's easiest. Like the comment I just clicked on, it's Homus. Hogan is infamous for not telling true stories.
It's infamous.
Infamous. Hello? Whatever.
Infamous.
Yeah, we're screwed.
This is what we're relying on over here, ladies and gentlemen. Hello?
What's up, everyone? Hootie Hoo.
What's up, Hootie? Wow. Ready to ruin your relationship again? Let's go.
Oh, this is Hootie Hoo, a handful of pills, who's also been labeled a drunk man who tried to ruin his marriage. What can you
former
give me?
Drunk man.
Oh yeah, so you're on that medication now that makes you sick if you drink.
Correct.
Yeah, and so how's that working out for you?
Better than good.
Better than good.
I know.
So
I had
you
a...
beat it. You're able to drink with the pills.
So great.
No, but it's actually I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I mean,
you sound
I've
good,
had to treat
actually.
I mean, you sound a little more sharp. You sound a little more sober. How many days? You know, do you consider yourself sober? Like, because all sober people have like, well, I've been like 9 days today.
Well, technically, you know, one of those. Yeah. Thanksgiving doesn't count.
Yeah, Thanksgiving doesn't count.
I made it to 5 weeks, and then I wanted to see what would happen if you did
relapse,
drink.
Oh.
And then it actually does make you sick. Yeah, I mean, it makes you feel pretty much like dog shit. So.
You went 5 weeks and then said,
he's felt like dog shit ever since because he drinks every day.
Yeah. So you went 5 weeks and you're like, let me see if this shit works. If I drink alcohol, it's supposed to make me sick. And it made you sick?
Yeah, it kind of makes you feel like you're having a panic attack, like you fucking hyperventilate and shit.
Oh, that sounds
kind of like the way Anna wakes up.
Yeah.
So now, since that relapse, how long has it been?
I tried it again the other day, and
well, now hold on.
Yeah,
5 weeks,
Let it out. Talk about that.
Well, come on, buddy.
Let it out. Okay.
Come on, just let it all out. Let it out. Let it out.
Then, pepper.
And it fucking.
Yep.
Let it out,
and
buddy.
And it fucking. I walked over to my neighbor's house, and she was out playing in her garden. Shit.
And you fucked her, didn't you?
With me, and I was like,
you invite her on
a
boat.
No, I was gonna be like in my 6 week, or like it was like the five, every Monday is a new week of if I made it or not, and fucking carry like same thing. I was like, I know I'm probably gonna make me fucking panic attack over there, but so I took a drink over, and it spilled right on her fucking husband's laptop,
what?
And fucking. Like my kids, you know, they're like, no, it's not an alcoholic because they know the game, you know, with everything's gone.
I'm lost. I'm completely lost.
You went over there and you dropped it on a laptop.
You started out being so clear. Oh,
no, I'm actually like I'm falling asleep. Like, well, you know, I went over to my neighbors and you know,
laptop. Just spilled your husband's laptop.
God, she was like what? A laptop. And
how did we get
and
here?
Fuzzy navel. My kids were like, you know, the kids know the deal. And then you know, I was like, laptops on the wall.
Monday starts a new week.
Monday starts a new week. So, Hootie, what the fuck are you trying to say, buddy?
No, I was saying everything's going good. I tried twice and I had a mishap on the second time. I'm not meant to be able to consume alcohol anymore. I just got to accept it. And I have, and I'm good.
So
but,
what's in
know,
its
I'm
place? Gambling,
non-alcoholic,
cigarettes,
and beer, and just
so how long has it been, buddy?
I'm like I'm like 7 weeks right now, as of yesterday. Seven weeks minus the two
7 weeks.
It
minus
restarts
the 2 days.
When you fuck up. Don't you get it?
When was your last fuck up, buddy?
Last Monday.
All right, so it's been a week. It's been
there.
We
go.
You're a week sober.
Man, you can't count that.
No, listen.
What the hell?
The clock isn't on your terms, bitch. It's the way it is. Okay, in life, your sober clock resets when you fucking up. When you fuck up.
All right. Well, as far as all right.
You're 1 week sober. Is what? That's really all you can
that's
say.
Great.
Well, it's a little better than fucking nothing.
Well, I mean, it's a lot better than nothing, buddy. But I mean, you went five weeks and then you fucked up. Why?
Wanted to try it. Guys gotta live.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
But rolling around fucking silver, and my brother couldn't give me cartridges for the pen like for a day or two, and he's fucking like, fuck it.
You hate being, hey, it sucks being straight, doesn't it? Just rolling around life being straight.
No, he's mad that he can't get cartridges for his pen. That's what he just said.
Yeah.
Why can't you get one? Hold on.
You can't just quit cold turkey and just walk around straight fucking
Johnny,
narrow.
Can like you like, can you imagine if any of us, anybody that's right now in this building or on this phone line had to walk around life just straight as an arrow?
For how long?
I can't imagine
I
more than
do it.
Yeah, there'd be no problem.
Straight as an arrow.
Yep. Absolutely.
No alcohol, no sleeping medication. No, nothing.
Wait, hold on. Question. Can I drink coffee?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, that's where my wife gets me. Oh, it's illegal.
What?
It's illegal.
You just had a conversation with yourself, buddy, okay?
No, I just, never mind. Because that's the girl's thing. Well, I'm like, well, you give up your coffee and I'll get it. Never mind.
It's not the same. Listen,
yeah, but
a woman giving up coffee
marriages.
Is not the same as a fucking hash pin, a lummy, or whatever the fuck you're fistful of pills. Fucking Hooter Hooties.
Your fucking tits.
God damn.
That's pretty close, actually.
It's exhausting talking to you. I'm just
even sober.
I'm literally trying to just phone this show in, and you're fucking killing me, buddy.
You phoned in.
Jesus.
We didn't even start on what I wanted to mention to you guys, but anyway.
What did you want to bring up to us, buddy?
I just wanted to say how fucking come back off of Thanksgiving. One, I hope you guys all had a good Thanksgiving. Two, the fucking shows, I mean, I got 8 hours of replays. I mean, you were letting loose on, or letting it out about the Tyler thing yesterday, and then
we've been fucking nailing it.
Now and fucking watch World Cup and 8 hours of Bubba for the next the rest of the day today.
There you go.
Rhett, are you making a... hopefully you make that Tyler, you know, Bubba talks about his relationship with his son. You know, hopefully
yeah, it's on there now.
Good. Oh, good. And titling and tagging, that's important, I think. You know, how you do that.
Yeah, it is.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. I mean, Hootie, we got so much great shit up on our YouTube stuff. And then, of course, being a subscriber to Twitch, there's just so... You can watch shows and it's in their entirety, but... Fuck our YouTube! Yeah, our YouTube is on fire right now.
I haven't even gone tapped into that. I just the last 2 days of Twitch. I'm gonna bunker down with some fucking
So is your wife? Is your wife cool now that you're sober and cool and shit? Are you fucking more?
Fuck yeah! No. Well, weird man. That fucking medicine makes you kind of not want to.
Kills your sex drive.
Man, that's a win-win for your wife. She got to sober you, and she didn't have to fuck your stupid ass.
Well, then you got to redirect. Like, I'm not going to figure out how to re-gimmick to make that fucking get back. I mean,
just some Cialis.
Body's going through some changes. I don't know.
You're going through some.
Yeah, it's called withdrawals.
You're going through
menopause.
You're going through menopause with a sidekick of withdrawal, Willie, my friend. Whoa.
I got the withdrawal under control and some of the other, but
can your dick still get hard?
Yeah, it's doing better lately. I've been having to work with it.
Work with it?
What the fuck is that?
physical therapy with the
Hootie,
with the
I got to tell you, Hootie, please take it seriously, because every one of us, like, we're not in on it. We all own. We all decided to buy it together because we can talk to, it's easier to talk about the penis pump as a group than just, you know, one guy. Like, yeah. If I was the only guy that had a penis pump, I'd be like, yeah, fucking Bubba's a weirdo. But since Blitz has got one, and Dan has one, and Lummy has one, I don't know if Rhett has one or not.
No, he wasn't here.
Yeah, but we pump up our penises with these things, together. And they really do work. And so, I mean, Lummy, I mean, Hootie, we need to, you know, Lummy, you need to get, find the whatever type of penis pump we got and
get
it to
over
you.
To him.
Well, at least Amazon, you know, send him the link.
Borrow yours for a while.
Yeah, Lummy, I've been using mine a little bit lately.
Me too.
I mean, yeah. Blitz, you seem to be the one that's.
I mean, do you have any unopened? Or, I mean, like,
no, they're
all slightly used.
Yeah, they're easily cleaned.
No, but you need to get a new one. Condition they're like, is they're good. Like 80.
It's in like new condition.
They're like $80. No big deal. You need to get a new one, Hootie. But I got to tell you, man, it'll really rehab your penis. It really will.
Who's used theirs the least, you think?
What?
Who's used their pump the least out of the BRN?
No, we're not leasing our pumps.
No, who's used it the least?
I'd say Blitz.
I'd say Blitz. Well, because you got to understand, it's a very much an ordeal for Blitz. He's got a lot of stuff to stuff in there. Yeah. Me and Lummy's, it's not quite nearly
it's not that hard.
Dan doesn't need it, but he does like to use
Dan
it.
Dan loves to use it. He goes in the mirror and looks at it.
Dan uses it and then takes a few deep pics, and then uses it and take a few more, puts them in folders, filters them.
Right.
Whole nine yards. I mean, yeah, it's a different. Actually,
well,
Dan takes
a one-time user laying around. You know, maybe, but
Dan takes the penis pump to a whole other level than the rest three of us. So, Hootie, they're $80. Lummy will send you the link.
Yeah,
and I mean,
I can incorporate that into my rehab and getting that. You know, you get that side of things figured out.
It's muscle memory and blood flow, my friend, and you need your penis needs that as well. You know.
Now, are you taking any other medications too?
No, I'm trying to wean off just at the Silpharam or whatever and the naltrexone, but I had to get back on the naltrexone because, I don't know, you got to figure out the perfect cocktail. Yeah, so, see, I wasn't eating, it was making me not eat, so that's why I had to get back on THC to incorporate and make you hungry because you can't not eat, not fuck, I mean.
Okay, yeah, so, you're just using it medically then, not, you know, not to get high.
Yeah, really, just to make me hungry and kind of sleep better a little bit, you know.
And we're gonna get that. We're gonna get that fucking in.
I gotta get the fucking back on track. Yeah.
I mean, listen. We're amongst friends. When's the last time you got your dick wet, buddy?
Probably like 3.5 weeks ish.
Oh my god!
I just actually rubbed one out in between the shows, and it was a solid rub out. We're not talking about
get your dick wet to us. We're talking about with Mama.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. I got to fix that. There's no sense fucking being sober if you're. But you got to get. Yeah, so I got to fix.
You're fucking the deal up because you should be brokering your soberness for more pussy.
But you gotta have the want to fuck. You want to show up to the sober pussy show,
ready to go.
I want to show up to the sober pussy show sober. Yeah, no shit.
But also ready to go, not fucking, you know.
Yeah, I know.
You know the difference between feeling good and not. Fucking,
you know, yeah, like you know, like being soft. You know, like.
Well, just.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, like.
Just, yeah, you want to be laying nice and everything working good now.
And if you're all pilled up, next thing you know, she's ready to do it and you're over there tinky winky, right?
Mm-hmm. Time to pre-fluff and, I just want to get it, you know.
Quite frankly, it's just not doing so good right now, is it?
I had better days, but I just had a good session right before I called you guys.
To us?
I hope not.
Yeah, please.
And what
not to you guys. To Lummy's face. I had to clear my head.
This last little time that you did it, what did you think of?
Of her, of course. And I just have to turn the fan on, turn the lights on, one of the bathrooms, and just, of course, it's just what I'm looking forward to. And the next,
I let out these looking forward to's, is what he called it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. What else would it be?
I don't know. Okay, so anyway, Hootie, thank you, buddy.
I sent Lummy a picture
of your penis.
You did.
Did you send a picture of your penis?
I was wondering while you were drooling over there.
But I have this room upstairs, and I'm gonna convert half of it into a studio for myself. Because now that I'm sober, I'm thinking of all these cool ideas, And the other half, I'm going to make a studio
for my
daughter.
So you're going to try to ride your fame off of our show and just start your own shit? Oh, imagine that.
Yeah, but I thought it would be like a super, like a follow-up that could come like from like 12 to 2 before I pick up the kids. Bubba Army, we talk about a little bit of everything.
Don't associate it with me, buddy, unless you're going to cut me into some of the profits, buddy. You can't use
my... Well, that's what I wanted to do. If I can get up to, like, a couple thousand followers, maybe we can, segue at some point.
No. Don't use any of my shit for anything that you do. Let me make it more clearer. Cool. Don't use any of my shit for anything that you do. Period.
So I can't be like 12 to 2, like... Try to get Bubba Army on stuff, say hey, and nothing.
I mean, everybody's trying to cannibalize the main deal.
I know.
But, fuck.
But hold on, he's got all these ideas. He just needs to break away.
Why don't you just call in my show with your stupid fucking ideas, and then that's call it a day.
Yeah, but you always shot down ideas.
No, I want to be your show, but I don't know. You're like, I feel like I have to, show you that you can actually piece together a... one show versus anything.
Hootie, whatever. Do whatever the fuck you want, Hootie. I can't stop a guy from doing whatever the fuck he wants. You do whatever he wants, Hootie.
Obviously, it would be all Bubba Army. It's not even going to happen.
His ideas would last a week.
A picture. What?
Your ideas. I never got a picture, by the way, either, Hootie.
I just texted you a picture of the room that I want to convert. Oh. Half of it's going to be a YouTube room, but I thought maybe we could cut it in half because my daughters want to be YouTubers. So I thought maybe they could do that.
Hold on, Blitz. That's the official motto of our country as to why we're fucked up,
dude.
My daughter wants to
most
be
kids want to
a aspire. YouTuber.
You have no idea. Every kid right now thinks they're a YouTube star, and I'm not kidding. I talk to my brother's kids, and he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, all the kids in my class, we're all going to be YouTube stars, and we won't have to give a real job.
Yeah. Okay.
They all say that.
I hope that fucking works out. It's cheaper than the
They don't do that. Otherwise, they'll end up like Mike's daughter, not OnlyFans when they're 18.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, the only ones that really have a chance are be the cute ones that say, I'm going to start my OnlyFans accounts. Mm-hmm. Now, that's Blitz. Those girls might have something going there.
Oh.
Now, look. Now, Hootie. As a responsible dad, how old is your daughter?
Daughters.
One's 8 and one's 10.
Okay.
They're better at computers and stuff.
Okay, all right.
Imagine that.
All right, buddy. Imagine that.
What?
Walker's better at computers than you are, okay?
I know.
So now, what do they want to do on their YouTube channel to become, quote-unquote, YouTube stars?
The same shit that the dumbasses from fucking Dude Perfect and Unspeakable and all these other fucking jackoffs do. I don't know. Whatever the
nothing.
Fuck.
Vlogging life with their alcoholic
but
brother.
But they got like 10 million watchers fucking doing nothing. I'm like, what? You can do nothing around here if you can get, I just want to give them the platform. There you go. Fucking, how about it?
Hey, there you go.
Imagine if this was the guy giving you guidance in life.
Your dad's quote was, here you go, have fucking at it.
Well, the thing is, those channels have 8 million viewers, and of those, 7 million of them are going to try to start their own YouTube channels, and they're going to have 3 viewers.
Yeah, right. It's just the market's oversaturated.
Yep.
I mean, we're experiencing that, we're actually experiencing, a tough sled at it, and we're experienced content creators. I've been doing this stuff for 36 years, and I'm on the very, very, very end of it.
That's why you need to start doing fucking Disney tour reviews, not fucking, I mean, Alex
Disney
Stein, I think that's
Disney tour reviews.
Disney tour.
Go on YouTube and look at the shit I've been looking at for the last 5 years that my kids fucking watch.
Only a handful of people doing that, getting all the views.
Listen, Hootie, you got it figured.
Like I said, if it keeps them occupied for 4 fucking hours that they made 57 videos, I'm setting up a, $3,000 studio for them to go do it. So,
Hootie.
And you can't buy an $80 fucking penis
pump? I know.
Pump?
Hootie.
What?
More power to you, buddy. Build that studio. Become a star that you are, my friend. Everybody's doing it. Why shouldn't you be?
I don't want to be a star. I was just kind of fucking around with you. Don't take it. I mean, I'm not trying to.
You're a star, buddy. Sorry.
I'm a star. I'm star is born. To be a star. I don't fucking want
to. Listen to him. You start arguing with himself.
No. I'm putting you over.
Hootie, you're still fucked up on pills, aren't you, buddy?
No. Well, you got to.
This is you, stop.
All right, guys. I was calling to say Happy Thanksgiving.
Hold on. 5 days after Thanksgiving, he's trying to say happy Thanksgiving.
You just got back yesterday. I mean, like, fucking, you know what I mean.
Bubba, you just killed his whole dream. He was going to retire off his kids.
Right down in fucking flames. Like, fucking Bubba coming down out of that parachute in the field.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
With his broken ass legs.
This motherfucker.
Fuck yeah. Dog biting me on my fucking neck right now. I got it. All right, man. Well, I hope you guys have a good rest of the day. You know?
I don't even know what we talked about just now. Do you?
No. Mm. Enjoy watching us for the next 8 hours.
Get stuck up in above a vortex and think that
he
I'm going to become
says he has 8 hours of content.
Yeah, go check
a Disney tour review.
Yeah.
Wait for my Disney tour review. It's coming soon. Hello.
Hey, Bubba. Real John from Naples. Check it in. Yippee-yo.
Hey, Real John from Naples. How are you, buddy?
I'm glad you're feeling better. I'm glad you're back.
I'm glad that you're liking the fact that I'm still a little sick, but I'm getting better every day.
Hey, curious, are you going to do the best parody of the year show after show?
I think that's a great idea. I think it's a great idea. Absolutely, yes. We need to, Lummy, we need to get that all put together.
Do you want me to get their, what they want to submit their top five again?
Yes, they submit their top five.
All right.
So, yes, John from Naples, get you and the boys, get together, submit me your top five, and we'll make it an after show.
All right, we'll do, buddy. See you in 46 days.
Thank you, buddy.
Aw.
46 days.
So, barp.
That's it?
Yeah.
46 days till barp. Wow. Wow.
What are you going to do with Stein during that time?
I don't think. Is he coming?
You said he is.
Yeah, he planned on it. That means you got to put him up in your apartment, and then you got all that other
dealing
stuff.
Dealing with everybody else.
Every night at barp. Ooh.
3 nights in a row.
Yeah. He'll probably be here for a week. Watch.
2 weeks.
Appreciate everybody. Lummy and I are now going to do a podcast that will be heard tomorrow. It'll be our tomorrow release of our podcast.
Yep.
It's Bubba Q&A. Lummy Q, Bubba A.
Yep.
And we'll do it. Hell, Lummy, as soon as Blitz, you know, winds this down and hits stop, we'll... We might as well just jump right into it.
Sounds good.
All right?
Yep.
And then a sports show with you and the boys tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic.